And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Currently 42 degrees outside. It is 740. It's going to be another beautiful day here in the SEK. And joining me in studio this morning is the superintendent of USD 445. We have Dr. Craig Correll in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Correll. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to have you in studio here today. Of course, the school board meeting is tonight, and a few things that are on the agenda. And one of the things I want to start off with is kind of a legislative update with the central office.
Well, you know, we're about halfway through the legislative session right now, and so we're just monitoring, keeping track of the bills that are coming through, and just going to update the board on that. We know House Bill 2119 is out there, and although it does fully fund what the governor had allocated for schools, and we appreciate that, it also brings up the voucher program again and money following students to various schools that may not be accredited and may not have the same criteria as public schools. So that's a concern for us, and not just the monetary piece of that, but just the services that may or may not be offered to those students if their parents don't know enough about the other schools and choose to take their children somewhere else, and maybe they don't offer the special education services that child needs or some of those other services. So just really being aware of what's going on with the bills currently in legislation, and I'm always in contact with our representatives, you know, in Topeka, and they're always great about responding and really asking our feedback as well.
And so, yeah, those are a few things going on up there in Topeka. Also, kind of a COVID update. You guys have been doing really, really well this year with that. And as of right now, can you just kind of give us an update on that? And also kind of what capacity is the school at right now? Obviously, we're not at 100% capacity as there's still students doing remote learning, but kind of the update on that.
Well, you know, we have been doing pretty well throughout the school year, especially when I talk to other superintendents, and I'm just continually impressed with our students, our staff, and our community for the support that they've shown and given to our teachers and our administrators in the buildings. You know, as of this morning, I checked numbers right before I came here to the radio station, and we're really at numbers we haven't seen all school year. We currently have one staff member out on quarantine and four students out on quarantine district-wide, and none of those are positive cases.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, and we are just so thankful for that. And I just think it's the mitigation efforts that have been put in place, you know, when we've seen those numbers drastically dwindle over the last couple of weeks. And so we're hopeful that trend will continue. Like I said, having no positive cases at all in the district and so few out on quarantine, I think it's the lowest numbers we've had since school started, you know, in August. So very appreciative toward that. As we look to the future, I've been asked, you know, quite often, are we still having spring break? Yes, we are still having spring break, as a matter of fact. You know, we had all the snow ice days, you know, a few weeks back, and the board will be voting tonight to basically forgive those days for our students and staff, and that will mean we won't have to make those up.
Because I'm guessing you guys had the built-in snow days, but also you're probably over the amount of hours you actually need.
We are over the amount. We typically only build in a couple, and obviously we were out seven, but you know, due to remote learning, we were able to have remote learning some of those days, so those got to count also. So we'll be approving, or they will be approving a couple tonight, and that will get us where we need to be for the end of the school year. We don't anticipate, obviously, any more days. You never know what could happen.
Then
looking forward to promotions and graduation. I know we've had a lot of parents reach out and contact us to find out, you know, can we please have a graduation? Can we please have our promotions? And at this point, we're telling everybody we will have some firm answers right the week after spring break. But what we are looking at is holding them all as we normally would, but at about 50% capacity. So what that might mean is we might be offering a couple of tickets, you know, per student to attend the events, depending on the venue. Obviously, with our gym where we hold high school graduation, we can hold a few more. So, you know, hopefully we'll have four or more tickets per student. So we're just thankful, A, to be able to have a graduation this year on time, and B, to be able to have that in person.
And I know last year you guys were able, it was a little later than usual, but you guys were able to still have it last year. You had to use Memorial Stadium for that, but at least we were able to at least have it last year, and it looks like you'll be able to have it back in the gymnasium this year.
Yes, we will. And I know, you know, there's some people that enjoy the stadium, and it is nice to have, but there's so many caveats to using the stadium and hauling everything out there and the work that entails doing that. And, you know, if it's windy at all, and in Kansas in May, it's usually windy, it's really difficult to hear with the microphones down in the field, and people in the stands have a hard time hearing.
Plus, and hats blowing off.
And you always have to have a contingency for rain. So, yeah, we'd like to get back to our tradition, which is having graduation there in the gym.
Absolutely. So, good stuff there tonight. So, the meeting tonight, of course, at 6:15 Ellis, and it starts at 5 p.m., correct?
That is correct.
All right. So, it starts at 5 p.m. tonight. So, and now is obviously folks are allowed to come down and watch it. Is it also streamed on the school, on the district's website?
Only when we're not able to hold that publicly, but okay. We are holding that publicly tonight. So if you want to show up, we'll have chairs set out socially distanced for you there.
All right. Well, sounds good. Again, that's going to be at 5 p.m. tonight at 6:15 Ellis at the school board office. So Dr. Correll, thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of great stuff. Oh, also one more thing I did want to ask you. Of course, it was on the agenda. It's talk about the Kansas Education System Accreditation Update.
That is our annual accreditation that we go through. So Ms. Stalford, our curriculum director, is in charge of that, and she'll be speaking to that and walking the board through that process. We just finished our five-year cycle, and we've begun a new five-year cycle. So we were actually one of the first districts to go through the accreditation process. That was also midway through a strategic plan of our own. That was also midway through school redesign. And so it was at times a little difficult and challenging to kind of weave those all three together. But we've came out with flying colors. Dr. Watson, our commissioner of education, called to let me know just how impressed he was with the district that was being as progressive as Coffeyville and able to really weave those together. So what we've done the last 6 months in creating our new strategic plan and looking at our new KESA goals for accreditation, we've aligned all of those with the Kansans Can outcomes, which we've been a part of, you know, since their inception in 2017. So we're really looking forward to, you know, working smarter, not harder on this next round. And I think that'll really be a benefit for our students and our staff, knowing how efficient we're working toward those goals.
Absolutely. And I love the phrase, work smarter, not harder, because sometimes that's where you need to go. But again, Dr. Correll, thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it. Be sure to get out to the school board meeting if you wanted to check that out tonight, 6:15 Ellis at 5 p.m. tonight. Dr. Correll, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour from Jared Sleppy. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.